I define success as making a positive impact in the world.
I define success as being not only financially, but emotionally stable.
Happiness in your life.
Success is when what you see on the inside materializes on the outside. You have to build your vision out to become what you see. Hey, I'm so thankful to have an opportunity to be with you today, to interject thought into the chaos of situations and circumstances that may be going on in your life right now. It's my chiefest joy. And so it affords me a pleasure to share this particular word with you, because I know that the entrance of thy word giveth light, that there be light. Joseph's brothers saw him as a problem. Whenever he was seen as a problem, he went down. They put him in the pit because they saw him as a problem. The people who rejected you, they rejected you because they see you as a problem. You're walking around in that fancy coat of all them many colors. See, whenever you are getting blessed, there are always somebody who sees your blessing as a problem. You heard me tell you this before. I've never had a hater that was doing better than me. I've never had anybody doing better than me throwing rocks down at me, trying to kill me. No, it's always somebody up under me throwing rocks up, trying to destroy me, because they see my blessing as their problem. Oh, I'm going to talk to you today. Look back over your life. All of your haters are always somewhere up under you trying to knock you out of your position. Because they have a problem with your blessing. They have a problem with your coat of many colors. They have a problem with the anointing that's on your life. They have a problem with the gifts that are in your spirit. They have a problem with the blessing that's on your family. They have a problem with the blessing that's in your house. They have a problem because you got a new car. They got a problem because you bought a house. They got a problem because your kids went to school. They always have a problem with your blessing. And the people who will throw you in a pit will throw you in the pit because they see you as a problem. The Midianites came along, looked down in the pit, and they saw him as an answer. When the Midianites looked down in the pit, they saw an answer, so they pulled him out because they saw an answer. They said, we can make money off him. We can do something with him. We can use him. The boys put you in because they see you as a problem. The Midianites pull you out because they see you as an answer. They sold him to Potiphar as an answer. If you give something for him, he will be an answer. Potiphar gave money because he saw him as an answer. You've been praying for money, you don't have to pray for money anymore. All you got to do is say, Lord, make me an answer. See, you're not serious about it. That's why it's not going to work for you. You're not serious about it. You would rather pray for money. You don't have to pray for money. If you become an answer, people will start throwing money at you because you are the... That's why you got the interview, is to show the boss that you're an answer. If you show me you're an answer, I will pay to have you. Because as I told you a few weeks ago, sacrifice always determines value. You think you have a problem, but what you have is an opportunity to show you are an answer. This is prophetic for somebody. Something's about to happen in your life. Things are getting ready to shift in a radical way. Potiphar sees Joseph as an answer. And now Joseph is running a man's house without paying for the house he's running. That's favor. When God drops you into a situation and you get to lay in that bed and live in that house and enjoy that blessing that you didn't have to work for, I don't know whether your faith is ready for this, but God will give you houses that you didn't build, vineyards that you didn't even grow. He'll give you opportunities that don't match your background, your education, your pedigree. It's not on your resume, but when God opens up a door, he's going to set you into a supernatural blessing. If you got the faith to receive it, give me 30 seconds of... Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to go out looking for the blessing. The blessing is going to come looking for you. In fact, stop looking for the blessing and find the problem. Click. It's going to open up. Click. Shh. I'm listening. I'm listening for the click. When I hear the click, I will no longer despise all the dents in me. Because I'll understand it's the dents in me that made me fit the situation. So I'll start saying, it was good for me that I was afflicted. Because if I wasn't afflicted like this, I couldn't open up this opportunity like this. Slap your neighbor and tell him, you're about to open up something. Click into your next dimension. As long as Potiphar saw Joseph as an answer, he got to stay in the house until his wife fell in love with him, and that became a problem. And when Potiphar looked at him and saw him as a problem and not an answer, he goes back down. So somebody's problem is somebody's answer. That means that just because you say I'm a problem doesn't mean I can't be somebody else's answer. So I can't let how you see me determine my value. Just because you see me as a problem doesn't mean I can't be an answer. Oh, wait. Is anybody getting this? Is anybody getting this? See, I came in here the other day. I brought my grandkids here because they were visiting. My family was here, and they had a bunch of friends with them. I took them on the tour, showed them the new building, and then we came right here, and all of them wanted to take a picture. The problem was all the lights weren't on in the sanctuary. So Charlotte turned on some lights, but it wasn't enough lights to get a good picture. Now, my grandbaby, Kenzie, how old is Kenzie? Six. Kenzie's 6 years old. all the little kids are on these steps right here about to take a picture. And we're getting ready to take the picture, but the picture's going to be dark. I said, the picture's going to be dark because we don't have all the lights on. Kenzie jumped up and ran down there and found a flashlight. So she ran up here with the flashlight and stood here holding the flashlight so we could take the picture. So somebody said to her, Kenzie, don't you want to get in the picture? She said, no, I don't want to be in the picture. I want to hold the light. She understood that she didn't have to be in the picture. If she was holding the light, it was more important to hold the light than to be in the picture. You've been trying to be in the picture, but God called you. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. Tell my haters, stop hating on me. You gonna need me to hold the light.
Negativity in my mind, like I can't do this and all that stuff.
Sometimes the circumstances, the problems that they encounter in life.
I think self-doubt might be one of them.
Fear of failure. Fear of failure.
Money and time.
I'm seeing more and more people who come up and they see things happening in life, in the world, in the city, on the stage, and they want it. But they don't ask what it costs. God gave you a vision and you ran into trouble. That doesn't mean that the vision wasn't real. It just means that much is required of you to get to that next level. So Pharaoh had never met Joseph. Pharaoh had never met him. So he didn't know anything about what his brothers had saw him as. He didn't know anything about what Potiphar's wife had said about him. When Pharaoh heard of Joseph, he heard of Joseph as an answer. The butler is now saying, when we were in prison, we had a dream that was a problem. We went to this guy who's also in prison, and he gave us the answer. Pharaoh now says, send for him. Send for him. Somebody getting ready, send for you. You've been surrounded by inmates. You've been surrounded by other prisoners. You've been surrounded by other issues. You are with them, but you are not one of them. God is getting ready to reach his hand right down into that situation and snatch you. Who am I preaching to? So he said, go get Joseph. Because Joseph is the answer. The famine was a blessing. The famine was a blessing. If it weren't for the famine, Joseph would have died in jail. The famine created a need that Pharaoh couldn't supply. They gave Joseph an opportunity for his gift to operate. Because God knew that the gifts will make room for a man and bring him before great men. See, but the problem with you don't appreciate your own gift. You got to understand that what God gave you, I don't care what your brother said. God's going to put you in a situation where somebody sees you as an answer, and don't you argue with them. God's going to put you in a situation where God sees you as an answer and don't talk them out of it. God's going to put you in a situation where they see you as an answer and don't let your insecurity say, suppose I can't interpret the dream. I don't know if that'll work like that. I never tried to do that in the palace. I've never been in a palace in my life. I don't have nothing to wear. They told Joseph, they said, Pharaoh wants you. Joseph doesn't doubt. He doesn't argue. He doesn't draw back. He doesn't seem intimidated. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Why does Joseph not feel intimidated? Joseph has never been in a palace in his life. He has no training for it. He has no background for it. But Joseph is cut in all the right places. Joseph now recognizes from the time he was a kid wearing that coat, it was preparing him for the robe. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He says, when I was running Potiphar's house, it was training to run the nation. Joseph now understands what I'm going to tell you. Everything that he lost, he was supposed to lose. Because everything he lost was preparing him for this. And had he been successful and stayed in Potiphar's house, he would have settled for something that was less. This is God's word to somebody. Stop crying over what you lost. God let you lose it because it is less than what he's about to give you. Somebody holler, Lord, make me an answer. In school, we teach children how to add. But when they get older, we teach them algebra. We go from addition to algebra. Addition shows you the problem. It's a problem looking for an answer. Algebra is an answer looking for a problem. The reason you have been successful is that you think you are a problem looking for an answer. But you are really an answer. Who's with me tonight? Everything you practiced on was beneath you. Everything you practice on was beneath you. It wasn't your real destiny. Everything you practiced on was preparation for what he is about to release in your life. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but whoever it is, give him a praise right now. You're getting ready. Touch your neighbor and say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Listen, you don't have long to get ready. The Bible said that Joseph shaved himself, changed his garments, that went before Pharaoh, he shaved himself, changed his garments, and went before Pharaoh. He shaved himself, changed his garments, and went before Pharaoh. You got to get ready for what God is about to do in your life. So I'm going to cut off everything that looks like where I came from. He shaved himself. We got shaved fast. Everything you went through that's hanging on to you, that's worrying your mind, that's holding you down, shave it off right now. Tell your prison, tell the other inmates, I'll never be back. Break loose and give God a praise. This up. Somebody holler, make me an answer. What I want them to see, that the moment they saw him as an answer, he went from being a prisoner to being a prince. From being an inmate to controlling the gross national product of an entire country.
Yes, sir.
He went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh took his ring off and put it on him, gave him a chariot right behind his. Now listen to this, and because this is a prophetic utterance. God either has or is about to put you into a situation where you are completely out of your element. To do something that you have never done, like you have never done in your life. The enemy is going to try to get you to reject the position because of your condition. But if you submit to your condition, you're going to lose the palace and find yourself in a prison. God is going to set you into a situation that feels too big for you. Because he has made you an answer. Now listen to this. You see how broken you are. Where Curtis said, give me that key back. You see how broken you are and all of your mistakes and all of your crazy ways and what happened to you and what you went through and how you feel and what you think. But God was shaping you. To fit. Every place you tried this key before. Have you ever stuck a key in a lock and it went in but it wouldn't turn? Every blessing you had, you went in, it never turned because it was practice. This is the season for you to come into the place that you will never forfeit, but you have to see your uniqueness as an answer and not a problem. Because if you keep seeing it as a problem, you will keep staying in the prison. You've got to say, oh God, I thank you that I went through everything I went through, because it prepared me. For what you're about to do in my life. Hey, I'm out of time. I've got to stop right there, but it's been a real joy to share the word of the Lord with you. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hang in there. And I appreciate those of you that support this ministry. Your support makes a difference to all that we have to do. And I am only here because you helped me. If you've never thought about helping me to do what I do, to reach who I reach, give it a thought. I'm not asking for the mortgage, sell the car, sell the kids, nothing crazy. Just go to tdjspartner.org and see what's comfortable for you. And just be a part of the solution, rather than to spend all of your energy complaining about the problem.
Everything you practiced on was preparation for what he is about to release in your life.
You already have the favor of God. Now get positioned to receive it.
Everything that you have secretly whispered to me about in the middle of the night, I'm sending it in your direction.
For your gift to the ministry of any size, you will receive Bishop Jake's enlightening message, Position Me on CD, and custom favor prayer print.
Your success is in your struggle. When you come, everything you've been through comes with you.
And when your gift is $90 or more, we will add Bishop's 7-message series, Position for Favor, on DVD.
You had a season of turbulence, a season of being overlooked. Your season is turning.
However, when your gift is $120 or more, you will also receive this beautiful leather favor journal. There is no limit to what God will do in your life when you're positioned for favor.
Your season is turning.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
If you never get in trouble, you'll never have an experience with God. How are you going to know he's a healer if you never get sick? How are you going to know he's a provider if you never get hungry? How are you going to know he's a way maker if you never get lost? Somebody slipped, but God sent me to tell you the slip is a setup.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.
I define success as making a positive impact in the world.
I define success as being not only financially, but emotionally stable.
Happiness in your life.
Success is when what you see on the inside materializes on the outside. You have to build your vision out to become what you see.